Welcome to The Virtual Shift, a show looking at the seismic changes happening in healthcare with virtual care at the epicenter. Join me and my guests as we look at key cultural and policy shifts impacting how providers, payers, and patients connect, as well as how care is being reimagined both for today and the future. Hello, and thanks for tuning in today. I'm your host, Tom Foley. You can learn more about this show by visiting the program on healthcarenowradio.com, and be sure to follow me on LinkedIn, Twitter, at FoleyTom. And the hashtag, The Virtual Shift. Today we have on our program, Jordan Bearer. He is a senior productivity consultant for HP. Jordan, welcome to the program.
Yeah, welcome. And thanks, Tom, for having me here. As Tom said, my name is Jordan Bearer, and I'm a senior security advisor here at HP. I'm talking to our large corporate and enterprise customers in terms of endpoint security, and try to share and shed a little bit of light in terms of endpoint security. Thanks, Tom.
Awesome. Thank you. So when we look at endpoints and security, there's a couple of different points of consideration. You know, a lot of health systems look at computing platforms as a commodity item. They're all the same, right? But there's some differentiations that HP brings out in that endpoint, in their endpoints, and I'm going to get to that later in the discussion. But this is why this different than the normal virtual shift. We normally have talked about virtual care, remote patient monitoring, how the transformation of care is being influenced by the adoption of these platforms. But we often do that without potentially considering the risks associated with these new endpoints coming into the enterprise, right? So we have, you know, the malware, the Pershings, the ransomware. These are all security events that have occurred within the enterprise. And the more we open up the enterprise to the bring your own device and, you know, the home becoming the setting of care, you know, security becomes paramount and ultimately part of the overall solution set. Talk to us a little bit about your thoughts on how to just the basics of securing the enterprise in that context when you have such influx of devices coming into the enterprise.
Well, seeing all these attacks nowadays, and as you mentioned, ransomware, we have supply chain attacks, we have zero-day attacks, so vulnerabilities, unknown vulnerabilities in software and operating systems. I think we are at a point we have to rethink security. We have to think about when we want to implement security, at what stage of creation of the device. So and we at HP, we think security has to be implemented already at the design stage. So you have to create devices and software with security in mind, and not necessarily try later on to build or to protect the specific device and software against any sort of attacks. Now you have to prepare everything in advance, and that's where we bring into a concept, and that's called zero trust.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit more about that, because obviously, again, I'm sure the IT organizations within health systems understand the concept of zero trust. But again, with all due respect to our audience, they're not typically the technical side of the equation. So give them a high-level view of more specifics about zero trust and what they should be looking for as they form a virtual care solution.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So zero trust is—it's not a product, or it's not a certification you can get for your software or the devices. With zero trust, we mean design security design principles. So we mean with zero trust how we design software, how do we create devices, and of course always with security in mind. So that means we implement a concept where we say never trust, always verify. So this means once a user has authenticated themselves in an environment, we not always assume that this trust is carried through the whole session. We always want to verify, is this still the user, and do they still have the same rights as they had at the beginning? And it's also about the boundaries, where with zero trust, we want to bring security as close as to the object as we want to protect. So this gives us more power and more granular security, and clearly less chance an attacker to attack or to steal data, to modify data, or to attack our devices.
Interesting. So is there anything unique that a solution manager building a virtual care delivery platform and incorporating, knowing that new devices are coming into the network, is there anything on the device itself that they should look for that's unique to what HP brings to the market?
Yeah, when you look at devices, and you look at a device from a holistic perspective, you see several layers of the device. You have, of course, the most obvious one, we would always say, hey, that's the one I know, that's the operating system layer. So that's when you use the device with your applications and it's up and running. But there are more layers. For instance, there's one layer below the operating system, and that's a firmware layer. So that's the firmware layer carries all the software which is required just to boot up your device. And at this layer, the device operates in a privileged mode. So you clearly want to protect this layer as well. And HP, with our devices, we provide protection to this layer with additional hardware, and make sure that an attacker does not leverage the firmware layer as to launch their attacks or to stay persistent.
Very interesting. So you're getting into that not all devices are the same. They are not a commodity item. Security is one of those primary differentiators. You talked about the firmware layer. Tell me in the audience a little bit more about WOF security as it relates to the HP solution.
Well, yeah, thanks for bringing up the name WOF security. And our audience might not have heard about this. It's quite new in the market. And for us at HP, we invested a lot of money, a lot of resources to build security in our endpoints. And we want to make the security visible to our customers so that they know they are protected. And one of these ways is we established a brand, now umbrella brand, for HP security, and that's HP WOF security. So we incorporate additional hardware, security hardware in this under this brand, additional software we add to our devices, but also services we provide to our users and customers.
Interesting. So this is healthcare, right? So you heard me say before, in healthcare, from a patient's perspective, if it doesn't hurt, I ain't going. I am not going to the doctor, right? So, security, oftentimes nothing hurts until a ransomware event occurs. So the importance of security being proactive and engaging, what should the conversation be between someone constructing a virtual care solution set be with the health IT organization of a health system? A framework of that. I know a lot, that was a loaded question, but give us a framework of your thoughts on that front.
Yeah, it is a loaded question, but it's thanks for asking this. It's first of all, with security, you have to plan for the worst case. So it's not about that a security, an attack might happen. I would say, with all my experience, over the time, it will happen. So what can a planner for healthcare environments do to mitigate the risk? And there's clearly one thing. You see a shift in security more towards the endpoint. So one big thing would be already to deploy devices which can protect the user by itself, which have self-healing capabilities, which can restore quicker in the event of an attack, or even does not let the attack happen. So you have to clearly think about devices which give you more power in terms of endpoint protection. And that's not the vanilla device you buy around the corner and with some antivirus software installed. Now, that does not do the trick.
Interesting. If you're just joining in, you're listening to The Virtual Shift. I'm your host, Tom Foley. And today we're speaking with Jurgen Behr. He is the Senior Security Advisor for HP. So continuing on with that, I'm just trying to get to the meat of the consideration of security in the enterprise, specifically as it relates to the endpoint devices. And and you could get crazy in the context of, you know, how much do you, one would say, hey, security a breach is probably something that will happen. You have to plan for something to happen. And but you could go to the nth degree and spend a lot of money and really overstate or overdo the problem, if you will. Is that a bad way of looking at it or a good way of looking at it?
No, it's a good way to look at it. As you mentioned, you can invest a fortune yes. in terms of security, but does it give you more security? Probably not. So you have to spend the investment wisely. And I would say you always have to first look at where do the attacks come from? What are the dangerous activities a user can do to get involved in these kind of attacks, to be attacked and to be vulnerable to attacks? And that's what we at HP, we're investigating. This is where how we design our security. We design our security around attacks or attack vectors might happen. And just to give you an example, one dangerous piece could be you receive an email in your private email account, and this email has an attachment. And opening the attachment, let's say a Word viewer, or if it is a Word document, would already start an attack. Could be also a possible attack, and we want to give with our solutions the user a way so they don't have to necessarily recognize that it is attack, and we want to keep these activities in a contained environment, so it would not necessarily affect the data on the device or the applications.
And that's one of the unique things about HP, as again, our previous conversation, in that, when you open up an email or an application, within the firmware layer, it's my understanding that you create this virtual environment and you make some determinations whether or not what happens in that virtual environment has a security risk profile that is not appropriate to be hypothetically released into the system. Did I get that right in how the HP security model helps mitigate security risks?
Absolutely right, Tom. Yeah. So one way we want to mitigate risk is we create these virtual environments on the fly, and we have a product that's called HP SureClick. So with creating these virtual environments, we bring user activity in an environment which is isolated from the network this device is sitting in, or is isolated also from the data this device is carrying. So you can imagine this like you do this activity on a separate device, totally separate device, and as you can think of, it's a separate device would not have any connection to the other device and would not put the device in danger. So with this way, we not necessarily have to see the attack, because the attack will most likely happen, but it's happening in a contained environment and does not harm the user data or the identity or any other material the user might have on the device.
So as I roll out remote patient monitoring and I provide a kit to the home, and that kit might contain a tablet and as well as medical devices, FDA cleared medical devices, and those medical devices would be attached to the tablet, and then the tablet would stream audio, video, data to that enterprise. Talk to us more about where there's a security risk in that flow, and how HP might mitigate that risk?
Well, the security risk is first and foremost in the endpoint itself, because that's the device which is connected to the outside world, and that's where the attacker comes through. So that's the first device in line of sight, so to speak. And the other device is connected to the tablet. They can also be attacked, of course, because they are connected. But the attacker first has to breach the security on the endpoint. So, and that's why it's so important to secure the endpoint. But we don't want to forget that every software, every firmware of these devices we use or connect to the tablet, we also want to keep up to date and want to keep free from any vulnerabilities. So it's kind of a mixed picture. It's you have the center, which is your endpoint device, and you have the satellites. It's like the connected devices, but you also have to keep an overall secure posture here in this environment, and that starts with the endpoint and continues to the attached devices.
Interesting. So how does that differ if I were to use a smartphone as my hub? I'm just looking at that intelligent medical home, and is there a difference between using, the average Joe's smartphone, whether it be Android or iOS, versus having a tablet with a little bit more control in the context of the platform in which that application resides, right? It's not an open platform in the context of anybody coming into grandmom's house can look at this tablet and play video games and things of that nature, right? It's a lockdown tablet versus a smartphone, again, where my granddaughter can take it and start playing some games on it, right? So are you saying that is probably a better approach, in that this tablet be more of a lockdown, secure, but simple to use, right? Just because you got heavy security doesn't mean you have complexity, right? And it sounds like HP hides a lot of that complexity, but yet allows simplicity to still reign through in the use of the application. Thoughts there?
It's you're absolutely right, Tom. It's on an endpoint like a tablet or a notebook, you have more complexity, definitely more complexity as you would have on a smartphone. And more complexity also means there are more attack vectors. So there are more ways an attacker can breach your device. But on the other side, you also have more power in terms of solutions you can put into the device to protect the data and the communication. So it is something I would say, yes, a mobile phone might be less vulnerable in terms of the amount of possible attacks, but it is also vulnerable. So I would rather have a more complex device and have more power to protect against these attacks, especially with creating virtual environments, which helps me a lot. And especially when I don't need to recognize the attack, that helps a lot. And that's what we can do on the endpoints. On the phone side, it's more a closed environment, and you don't have the capabilities to create the same type of solutions we can do on the endpoints, because it's just, as you said, it's more closed environment. It's controlled by Apple, it's controlled by Google, it's controlled by the vendor of the operating system on the mobile phone.
So we're coming to an end here, and so give the audience some guidance here. Again, security could be a complex equation, but certainly something that needs to be considered when you're looking at constructing that overall end-to-end solution. Give the audience, and even if you recap some previous points that you've made, give them some guidance on what they should be looking for in the context of a security model when incorporating endpoints into their overall solution set.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah. So first of all, I can recommend your environment is running lots of software. loss software as an application, software as firmware. So keep the software up to date. Keep the firmware up to date. So don't forget also the network devices you have in your environment. If you set passwords, set good passwords and not using the same password for every account. And I would always say, before you click, just think. Just think twice if you open emails, if you click on links, is this really necessary, or are you forced to do it immediately, or can it wait? And just think about it. And is it really coming from the person you assume it comes from? That's my advice.
Interesting. This thing. Yeah, I hear you loud and clear on that front. If it doesn't look right, then trust your gut. It ain't right, and it's better to not click on it and have someone call you if it's important versus creating a security breach within your enterprise. With that said, Jürgen, I want to thank you for your time and your subject matter expertise. It was a great conversation. I hope the audience got a little bit out of it in the context of what they should be thinking about. Jürgen can be found on LinkedIn, and I'm sure he'd be available to answer any questions. So with that, I want to thank you for your time and participation today. Hopefully we can have another session sometime in the near future.
Absolutely. And thanks, Tom, for having me.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a great day.
I would like to thank the show sponsors, both HP and Intel. HP Engage long lifecycle products provide the stability, safety, and security you need, plus flexibility and performance designed for today and tomorrow. As well, Intel would like you to know we're going above and beyond together with new standards for business with the latest Intel vPro processors, delivering what IT needs for performance, security, remote manageability, and stability. And be sure to check out the program page on healthcarenowradio.com. And remember, connect or follow me on LinkedIn, Twitter, at Foley Tom, and follow the show's hashtag, The Virtual Shift. I'm Tom Foley. Until the next shift.